time for the truth, will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm sure glad that you've joined us today. Book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 16, verse 21 is where we're going to begin reading today. Exodus chapter 16, verse 21. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to visit or would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, it's just about up and running, so please that you take a peek at it. We're going to have it completed here very shortly, but it is at the site right now, and it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you now to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Exodus chapter 16, verse 21. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. He said to them, "This is that which the Lord has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will seeth, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that ye may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up there before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept." And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to the land inhabited, and they did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is a tenth part of an ephraim. Let's begin with prayer now after we've read God's precious word. Father, we thank you today that we can come together and enjoy this time. I just ask, dear Father, that you will guide and lead us in your word. We need to hear from you. It's so important as we study your word that it's not listening to some man, and yet, God, you have chosen to use men to proclaim your word. And I thank you for that, and please, dear God, that you will touch every heart that's listening today, that they will hear your word through me. But it's not my word, it's your word, dear Lord, and I ask that you will touch the hearts of every person that's listening, that they will be touched with your word, with your way, with your will. And we know, first of all, that your will is that all would be saved. Please, that they would come by faith to you, trust in you today, and turn their heart and their life over to you. Please, that happen today. Please, dear God, that the lost will be saved, be born again. I just ask that that happen. And then, Father, that's just the beginning, because the walk, the joy of walking each and every day with you is such a privilege and such a pleasure. It's an honor. And we ask that we will praise, honor, and glorify your name in all that we do. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Glad that you've joined us today, and it is a wonderful study that we have. We are talking about and visiting over what is taking place with the nation of Israel. They have just left the land of Egypt, and they have heard some words of command to the Lord, and they're very simple words. They're not complicated words. He gives them some instructions here. Those instructions are clear. Those instructions are simple, and they need to be followed in such a manner. Well, folks will ask sometimes, you know, what is it that I'm to be doing in service to the Lord? And I first tell them, number one, become faithful. And faithful means that if at all possible, be in the house of God. Come to hear the Word of God on Sunday morning, Sunday school, church, Sunday night for Bible study. We have a ladies' Bible study Tuesday afternoon that's wonderful, and we have several ladies that enjoy that, and it's just a precious time to study the Word of God. And then everybody's back on Wednesday night again to do the same. And so the first thing we need to do is see that we are faithful to the house of God, faithful to His Word. Now, in order to be faithful to His Word, we need to be where we hear His Word. And we need to study His Word. Some people take their home and they say that that's enough. They have their television programs, their radio programs. This radio program has no intention of taking place of your church home, because it's to help you grow in the Lord Jesus. But it is no way. If you have taken this program and you have decided that you're learning from it, so this is my church, I'm going to sit at home, I'm going to listen to the program, and that's going to be my church. Well, if you do, you're misusing it, because that was not our intention at all for you to do. The intention of this program and of this church in furthering the gospel and giving out the Word of God is that you can come to know and then come to grow in the Lord Jesus. And that means you get to church. And so these people here, you know, I watch them time after time that they can't even be faithful to the house of God. They have so much trouble that they just can't even be faithful to God's house. And that's so sad that something so simple as that, they came up with all kinds of reasons, of physical reasons, financial reasons, whatever it might be. There's all kinds of excuses, but not a one of them are any good. And so please that you begin, if you want God to use you and you really want to have the joy of the Lord, you start with some simple things. God has started here with the children of Israel. He gave them some simple instructions on how to exit Egypt, and that was by the killing of the Passover lamb, and there were certain procedures, the way to dress, to the things to eat, and be prepared to go, and they went quickly right after they had partaken in the Passover lamb. The death angel didn't touch their home because they had the blood applied across the two doorposts or on the lintels, and so it was properly done properly. Anyone that did not follow the Word of God concerning their means of exiting Egypt was they found their firstborn dead, whether that be themselves or their children or their livestock. They had to follow the Word of God. Well, you'd thought that would have been such an example of, hey, I need to listen carefully to what God is saying so that I can follow that and have a blessing from it. Well, what happened is they didn't. They just refused to listen. And, you know, we can condemn and criticize them all we want to, but they're sure no different than we are today. That's our biggest problem today. I don't care whether it's in the church or whether it's at work, in the family, in the home, the problem always begins with not listening. We have so much to say, and we're so important in what we say, that we don't listen. Please begin to listen. Listen first of all to the Word of God and the instructions for salvation. then begin to listen on the living, how we're to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, he started here with the Israelites leaving Egypt. He gave them instructions on how to do that. Then they find themselves out in the land, and they didn't take any provisions with them. We're going to starve to death. That was their thought. And God says, no, you won't. I'm going to send you for the first day, the first evening, I'm going to give you some good meat. I'm going to send some quail down here, and they're just going to be everywhere. All you have to do is just pick them up. That's all you've got to do, and prepare them. We've talked about that with this manna, they didn't just put it in their mouth and eat it. They prepared it. The quail, as it came, was so plentiful everywhere, they still had to go out, pick it up, and prepare it. God is not designed a people to be lazy. We're to be busy. We're to be at work for the Lord. And we're to be at work in supplying the needs of our family. And even when that food is brought forth every day, they were to go out and collect it, come in and prepare it. And so you see, there's always been work, always. But God just added some special instruction. And there's some special instruction here that was very simple. And yet there were so many that didn't follow it. Same way with Plan Salvation. The instructions here were to gather it for 6 days. On the seventh day, and so the first day of the week is Sunday. So Sunday through Friday, you go out and you collect the day's portion, what you need according to the size of your family. You collect that. On the seventh day, you are to rest. It is the Lord's Sabbath. The Lord created the world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. Here we find that he gave those same instructions to the people of Israel to sit down and to rest on the Sabbath, and they're to meditate upon the Lord. They weren't given instructions to go to church. Some today say that we should be going to church on the seventh day. This wasn't the plan, ever the plan, to go to church on the seventh day. The seventh day was a day set aside for rest. The seventh year was set aside for a day of rest, or a year of rest for the land. The 50th year, and it was 7 times 7, the 50th year, the year of Jubilee. Everything was restored back to its original owner. Many things took place on the year of Jubilee. But it's all set up on 7. So the seventh day, they were told to rest on the seventh day. And so on this day, as they were be resting then, they weren't even to go out and collect the food. They were to have it prepared before and to eat on the seventh day, but not to go out and collect it. So God took care of that. He said, on the first day, you collect that day's portion. The second day, you collect that day's portion, and on unto the sixth day. On the sixth day, you collect twice as much, because on the seventh day, you're not going to go out and collect. So this is the simple plan. This is what you do. Now, we already know that some have went out, and instead of just collecting what they needed for that day, they collected for tomorrow. They said, you know, I can just go out and collect for today and tomorrow, and then that way I don't have to work tomorrow. God doesn't do it that way. God's instructions are simple. God's instructions are clear. He said to go out and collect today's portion. Now, it's the same thing with the Word of God, with the plan of salvation, with our walk with Him. God has some very simple plan. The Word of God is simple to understand. We just need to listen when we're studying it. We need to listen, because the Spirit of God will guide us. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Spirit of God will guide you to the cross of Calvary. And on that way to the cross, He'll show you your filthy sin and how much you need a Savior. And that really brings your heart to a heart of repentance, and you'll turn to Jesus Christ for salvation. That's the desire of the Lord. That's the desire of my heart and the heart of this church, is that folks will be saved but be saved the only way you can be saved, and that is by faith in Jesus Christ, no other way. What happens today is that the churches have had all kinds of thought and works and everything to their plans, because they have also added, you can go the opposite way. One church adds works, the other church goes to a point of just easy believism, and you just, as long as you say the words, you're saved. No, it's a heart condition. And so it's a lot more than just saying the words. And you can read those words if you want to. I can write them down for you, and you can read them, and you'll be just as lost as the day that you got them in your hands. Because if the Spirit of God has not convicted your heart and turned you and had you to turn, in other words, there's a place of repentance. You have to repent. You have to turn from your wicked ways. And you can't do that on your own. So you can't say the words on your own either. It is the work of God. And so please that you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today and trust in Him. And I want that to happen. I want you to be born again. But it happens by a work of God. You have a say-so in it. It's you have a will. And you need to come by faith to Him and trust in Him. How simple is that? That you turn to God and say, God, please, I desire to be saved. Please, that you save my heart, save my soul, save my life. Make me someone that is useful. If we would just do that, if we would just call upon Him and desire that, our life is miraculously changed. We're made new. We're born again. And it's a wonderful day to walk and visit and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and other believers from that time on. Simple. Very simple. As simple as it can be. It was kind of the same way here with these rules. Don't collect but what you're going to eat for that day except the sixth day. All right, let's see what we found out already in the last time we were together. Let no man leave of it till the morning, verse 19. Nevertheless, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning. It bred worms, it stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. What they were afraid of, they were afraid to depend upon the Lord every day. They thought, well, I'll just get some extra. That way, if there's not enough tomorrow, you see, that's the way we think. And it's the same goes with adding something for our salvation. You know, we add works because that's surely better than just faith. Well, it's not, because it's not God's way. God has His plan, and His plan is true, His plan is right, and it's so exciting to serve God and to praise God and to honor God, and we need to do that with our lives, but you must start with being born again. Listen to the Word of God. Now, here these people, they didn't listen, and so all of a sudden, here come these worms growing out of this manna, and here come the odor. There was no question what they had done. It's kind of like sin, you know, sin's that way. Sin has an odor to it. And so we need to understand this God's way. And God wants to take our sin away. He wants us to set us free from sin. And He wants to set us on a life of living a righteous life. So let's follow His direction, not our own thinking. This man, several of them, decided to gather more. Well, that didn't work. And so we find now, as they have gathered more for a day, that didn't work. All right, let's see if they can do the same thing. Now, on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the Sabbath, of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will seeth, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And so they were following the directions, and it's said that it's about 5 pints is what someone thinks that this portion is that we have. And so here they go. They gather it up, and they gather twice as much. Well, here comes the rulers in, and they tell Moses what they've done. And he says, that's just fine. That's what they need to do. Because it will not stink. It will not grow worms. Because the Lord said, we must listen. Oh, it's so much fun to have the joy and the privilege. You know, I don't care if it's business, if it's church, if you're just visiting with the family, whatever it is. So few listen today. You notice that with people as you're talking to them. They don't listen to what you have to say. And I've tried, and it's not natural to listen. It's natural to give our opinion and have something to say and say it. And that's what's natural to us. But to listen, that's not natural. So you're going to have to work on it. You're going to have to work on it. Anybody that's really successful is a good listener, because you've got to listen. You've got to listen to take in the knowledge and the wisdom that you need each day. And there is no greater place to get and to gain wisdom than in the Word of God. And so we need to listen to the Word of God. Well, these people, they listened very poorly, because many brought more than they should have, and so it stank and began to grow worms. And so that had to be quite an experience. And so then when we get from there now, why, we go for the Sabbath. Now, it says to do this, and the people came, and I don't know whether the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Well, I don't know whether they questioned what they were doing, if it was right. Did they forget so quickly? Or did they come to Moses and says, okay, we've watched the people, and they have gathered twice as much for tomorrow. And Moses confirmed that was acceptable. That's what it was supposed to be. And they laid up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm therein. So you see, God's word, God can do anything. How can He change the same product, the same food, one day when you get just a little extra, it grows worms in it and it stinks, and then on the sixth day, you gather enough for the seventh day, and there was it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. It was fine. And so verse 24 here of chapter 16 confirms that. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there in it there shall be none. Okay, now here we go. Let's see if the people can listen to this instruction. They didn't listen the first time, or many of them didn't. Let's see if they can listen to the second. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. How simple of an instruction is that? How easy is that to listen? What did they think they were doing? Did they not listen and gather twice as much on the sixth day? Because maybe the same people were the ones that had left it, had harvested too much on one of the other days, and they knew what happened. And everybody else did too, because it was such an odor that everybody, and it was the ugliest thing you ever seen with the worms crawling out of it, and you just couldn't imagine that, so I'm not going to do that again. So here come the sixth day. So they just gathered up just for that day. And here come the seventh day. And the seventh day they went out to gather. But on the seventh day there wasn't any out there. What a simple instruction. What a simple lesson. And what was the purpose of that? Why did God do it that way? He did it to see that we follow the Word of God. We did it so we can see that we follow the will of God. Simple. It's very simple. Salvation is very simple, but you got to do it God's way. Don't try to do it man's way. Go to the Word of God. You know, search in the book of Romans and John. Go back to John chapter 3. Oh, you must be born again, where we deal with Nicodemus there. And you go to Romans, and you can go to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans 6, 23, and Romans 5, 8, and on to Romans chapter 10, and read from the 9th, the 8th, really, verse there, all the way through the 13th verse. Read those verses of Scripture, because there's many places, Old and New Testament alike, that give us a clear message of the plan of salvation. But those are probably some of the clearest. And so please that you look there And don't bring in man's principles and ideas of trying to figure it out. Just do what it says. Ask God to lead you. The people here, many folks, I'm sure, listened. They went out and they collected twice as much. And that seventh day, it was fine. What do you think when they got up in the morning or even into the evening and they kept watching and it was fine? I can believe God. I can trust in God. You know, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be walking by faith, and that's what God was asking them to do. Don't take any more because I'm going to supply your needs every day. On the sixth day, I'm going to give you twice as much to cover the seventh. Trust me. Trust me. It's the same thing that he's asking everyone to do today. To walk by faith. Walk by faith for salvation. Walk by faith as we grow each day in him. Walk by faith. By faith. Now, you know, it's faith is something that we cannot see. If you see it, then it takes no faith to believe it. It's the same thing here. Did they trust God would supply their needs every day and do it in such a way that for 6 days they would gather for each day, but on that sixth day they would gather twice as much so that they would have sufficient for the seventh day? Did these people walk by faith, trust the Holy God that he would supply their needs? He is sending that every day. It is sufficient. It is the most perfect food that has ever been had. Ever. The finest restaurants cannot match the quality of the food that we find here in this manna. It was everything that they needed. Everything. You know, you get all the food groups that you have to have. Well, this was everything. This was everything that they needed. Physically, this was what they needed to meet all of their needs. What a God we serve. And yet so many people, that simple plan, they couldn't follow. And why couldn't they follow it? Number one, they probably didn't listen. Seventh day they got up and went out, just like they did the rest of the six. There was nothing there. Was nothing there. How did God react to that? And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? How long? That was 28. God's still asking the same question today. How long is it going to be before you come by faith to me? How long are you going to continue to add works and add something to this salvation or ignore me completely? How long are you going to do that? And that's a question that he has. How long? And it's a good question. I ask you the same question. How long are you going to stay? I've got folks that attend this church that just seem to continue to ignore the gospel. They continue to come. They continue to ignore. And God could ask that question of them, how long? And it's the same thing with us as we're walking with him. And maybe we'll do very well. We've come by faith to him and accepted his free gift of salvation. And we know that we're going to heaven. But then when it comes to the walk that we should have with him, the daily walk, we neglect it. We walk as the world walks. We do not walk by faith in him. And we must do that. We need to do that. We need to follow after our God. And we could ask that same questions of us. The Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that ye may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Now we're going to start there this next time we come together. It's a wonderful verse of scripture that we've been through. Simple, very simple. I don't know what you've been taught. I don't know of your church affiliation or your background. I just ask you that you please don't listen to man. Listen to the Word of God. Look at that Word. And it's so simple right there. And God's Word is so full and so glorious and so wonderful. It's so important that we trust in Jesus as our Savior. He tells us that He calls us to call upon Him for salvation. Please do that today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?